This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 300 voters in southwest Colorado didn't get their mail-in ballots during the primary election, and that has the state considering more oversight for the upcoming general election. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
About a quarter of Dolores County's ballots got lost in the mail on their way from the printer, and those ballots included a Republican state house primary where just three votes now separate the candidates. Leading candidate Larry Don Sukla said voters were left out.
A lot of people didn't even know there was an election going on. I had a lot of phone calls from some very upset people that did not get to vote.
Voters could have requested replacement ballots or voted in person, but it's too late now. The primary's in a recount. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
CU Boulder has a new chancellor for the first time in 15 years. Justin Schwartz has been at Penn State and North Carolina State University. He told Colorado Matters that he wants to improve equity at CU by making sure students have the resources they need.
Making sure that they're having the same experience of curricular and co-curricular and life success and excitement, and that our graduating class is just as diverse as our incoming class.
There's more with the new chancellor at CPR.org. It was a quick response from Governor Polis on a new proposal from President Biden. The president wants a limit on how fast rents can increase at many apartment buildings to no more than 5% per year. The governor quickly came out in opposition to that idea, saying it would discourage the construction of new housing and ultimately make it more expensive. This is CPR News.